Should I speak in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Amen. It's indeed a great joy to share with us this morning and this special day when we came here to remember the birth of Christ. As Bridget has said, I grew up in Kenya and in a semi-urban area. But Christmas to us was always celebrated in the village. And so our parents would always drive us back to the village to share with other people and other family members. But what noting was the joy that Christmas brought to us. And young as I was, and having lived in a town, village life for us and for me in particular was a time of freedom. We could wake up every morning and we'd be running up and down in the entire village. We knew very few people in the area, but we were always welcome in any homestead that we stepped in. Our surname was always a point and our ticket of entry to any homestead. I often would brag to my friends in the village of the many good things that they missed for not having brought up in the town, mentioning things like sausage and chips to them would always evoke eternal friendship with most of them. And I always had an opportunity to be taken to the forest. My village home is next to Mount Kenya. And over Christmas time, we have all these wild fruits growing. And the deal would, I would tell them how life is in the town, and I'll get a greater portion of fruits from the forest. It was a joyous time. But worth noting was the fact that Christmas came immediately after the short rains in my country. And so after harvest, and being a typical African communitarian life, during harvest in my community, every person who has planted and has harvested, you're meant to leave a portion of your harvest in the shamba. And that portion is to be consumed by any vulnerable person within the community. Safeguarding has not started with us. It was there since time immemorial. And so the older and the vulnerable, the sick, or those people who never had an opportunity to plant when the rains came, knew they had a right to walk into any farm and they could pick a portion of the harvest and enjoy Christmas as the other people did. But the greatest joy was on the actual Christmas day. It was such a great fun. In my community, men and women would not mix as such as the modern community today. And the duties were well defined on what each and every person did on Christmas Day. For the young boys like me, our duty in the morning was to wake up and get to the chicken pen and get the hen or the cock that had been appointed to be slaughtered for that day. And this was the fun of it all. I was the only boy in my family, and Dad would wake up often before me, and he would let all the chicken out. And then I had to get my friends, and we'd be running up and down the village trying to track the specific cock or hen that was to be slaughtered for the day. And after we had held it, we'd get back home, and then the older boys, I bet, would do the actual slaughtering. The smaller boys like me would do the defeathering, and our younger sisters and our moms would prepare finger-licking chicken curry. I did experiment one few days with Nick and the family, and they can tell you, amazing. Then after that, men would be slaughtering the goats or oxen, whatever it is. But the funny bit is that from whatever that was slaughtered for that day, every age group had a portion of the meat that they were meant to eat. And no one would dare have that portion that is not meant for them? And so the men would slaughter, and they would take the meat to our moms to do the actual cooking. And then at the end of the day, would be the African booze, and everybody would be enjoying. For the young boys like me, cunning as usual, we would creep whenever our grandpa had been knocked off and try and sip a bit from his horn. And everybody would have a merry by the evening. Songs would be running throughout the village. It was a taboo for young people to take alcohol in my country and in my culture. You're not allowed to start taking alcohol until you're the age of 35. I just recently celebrated my 35th birthday, which was last week, and I can assure you I've done justice to that liberty. That, courtesy of that, I woke up with a banging, throbbing headache today as part of enjoying my attainment of that age when I should be enjoying this. And we thank God for this. It was a wonderful time of sharing together. And as a scripture reading that has been given to us, showing this utmost hospitality that was accorded to Jesus Christ by the innkeeper, that he was born in a manger. Today the challenge for us as we walk out of this place is not only about making merry, it's not only about family time, it's about thinking that vulnerable person within our community, and also without. In the last few days, we've been sharing and giving ourselves and giving our alms towards the charity shelter. I pray that today we shall extend the same to our neighbors, to our friends. Just take a moment and reflect and think about those people within us who do not have such a wonderful time and a family to share with. We extend our hospitality to them, as it was extended to our Savior. I take this opportunity to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Amen.